أعوذ من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm sorry not being able to speak in German. I studied 6 years in Switzerland and my first PhD was on Nietzsche's philosophy. And I lost everything. So this is the first thing to take, which is not my example for getting a language you have studied at school. And unfortunately, I'm obliged to speak in English. I was asked to speak about, do we have to speak about being European Muslims or being Muslims in Europe? And I think it's not by accident. 15 years ago, when I first wrote a book to be a European Muslim, I got some reactions from my fellow Muslims saying, no, you have to say being a Muslim in Europe. And I say, no, I am a European by culture, I am a Muslim by religion, I am a European Muslim. So it's not to be a Muslim somewhere else. This is home for me. And this is home for you, and this is home for us. As an introduction, I think it's really important to face the reality of being Muslims in European Muslims in our countries. And I heard, of course, that your situation in Austria may be better than others in other European societies. Still, if you look at what is going on now in the media and the mainstream media and media TV channels around the world and especially in Europe, what we have to say is that the coverage of Islam and Muslims is mainly negative. So the perception the people around have on Islam and Muslims is negative, and we are facing this every day. Just arriving here, reading in a newspaper, a UK newspaper, The Times, an article saying the problem is not with radical Muslims, the problem is with Islam itself, because radical Muslims are in fact following the true message of Islam. You know that we have far-right parties, and something which has been normalized in the discourse in Europe about this. So the Muslims have two choices. The first one is to say, okay, look, the people around us don't like Muslims and they don't like Islam, and to nurture something which is a victim mentality. They don't like us, they don't like Islam, let us be among ourselves, to withdraw into ourselves and to be Muslims far from the society. This is the wrong answer. This is exactly what far-right parties want in our European society. What we have to do. Could I ask you something? As I have only 20-25 minutes, avoid uploading during the discourse and then at the end if you want. Because you are taking of my time, I will not be able to say whatever I want to say. Thank you. Now, so what I wanted to say is that what the Muslims should do is to refuse the victim mentality. It's not a question to be liked or not to be liked. It's a question of rights, it's a question of understanding, it's a question of self-respect. It's to stand up for our responsibilities as citizens, as Muslims, and to say, look, we are not going to accept you, to target you, to promote a new racism. It's now time to live together, to respect each other, and to know each other. So to stand up for our responsibilities, the only right Islamic and positive answer the Muslims should promote, and not the victim mentality which is sometimes around in the Muslim communities in Europe. The second point is that what we have now normalized in the discourse is people coming to you and saying, you Muslims and us as Europeans. This us versus them, it's not acceptable. I am part of this new us. I'm not outside Europe. It's us, as Europeans and us as Europeans, Muslims, atheists, Jews, Christians, and whatever you want to be, you are European. So it's okay. I won't get it. So the problem here is to say, look, it's a question of common values and common citizenship. And be careful, because till now, even though you are less advanced as to the history of the Muslim presence in Austria, as for example in France or in the two ahead countries in Europe with, you know, decades of Muslim presence, we still have people saying you have to integrate. And I think that we have to be cautious with the concept of integration, because people are nurturing this. You have to integrate, you have to integrate, nurturing in their own minds and in our minds that to be integrated still means that you are not part of us. So we are waiting for you to be part of us. What we have to say, we are sorry, we are already integrated. Our main concern today is not to be integrated, it's to contribute to the future of our society. So we don't dare now. Integration is a word of the past. The word of the future and the word of the present is contribution. What could we give as citizens, Austrian citizens, European citizens to our country? Stop talking about integration. Talk about living together, acting together, contributing together for the sake of our common future. So the last point is really something that we have to say. Maybe some don't want to listen to this. Islam is a European religion. Islam is part of the European landscape. By the way, it's not new. For all the people who now are building a new past to Europe and saying, we want to talk to you as people coming from outside, we have to tell them, look, you have to revisit your own past. Because it's not true that the European history is only based on Greek or Roman and Judeo-Christian legacy. It's wrong. The past of Europe is Judeo-Christian Islamic, and we are part of Europe for a long time. So what we are trying to do with our presence is to reconcile yourself with your own past, because by having a selective approach of your past, you are not building a pluralistic present. So this is something which is really important, and this is our business, to come to something which should be important in our curriculum in the schools. We have to integrate this past as part of the European legacy. If you put us outside your past, it means that you have difficulties to consider us as part of your present. So we have to take this as something which is a deep challenge. What I want to say is now not only to speak about our fellow citizens, but as we are here as a very impressive gathering of the Muslim community, the Austrian Muslim community, is to come to something with, from within, what do we have to say to ourselves to come from a victim mentality to our responsibilities as Austrian Muslims or European Muslims? I want to share with you the promotion of seven C's. Seven C's. The first one, which is really important, is confidence. The second one is criticism, critical mind. The third one is communication. The fourth one is contribution. The fifth one, the sixth one is citizenship. And the last one is creativity. Let me go very quickly through all this and share with the Muslims here, the young and the not so young Muslims, something which should be heard by our fellow Europeans, your fellow Austrian citizens, in order to build the future together. The first one, which is really important, if now you don't get this confidence that you are at the same time, fully Muslim and fully Austrian, and there is no contradiction between being a Muslim and being an Austrian, and you are at peace with yourself, you will not spread peace around you. فَاخَدُ شَيْءٍ لَا يُعْطِي, as we say in Arabic, if you don't get something, you cannot give it. So the point here is to be confident with our own values. The Islamic values are not minority values.